State Senator Bruce Caswell joins us on the line this morning to talk about things in Lansing. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good. Your summer kind of dominated by work on this mental health committee. Give us a little background on that.
Well, the governor put together a mental health commission because his effort was to identify the gaps, see what we were doing in terms of mental health and substance abuse, and figure out how we could better coordinate across agencies and across entities. And so I was appointed to the committee by Randy Richard Bill in the Senate. I'm representing the Republicans, and Senator Warren was appointed to represent the Democrats. And my subcommittee, we've been dealing with three issues: stigma, societal impacts, and data and outcomes. And I can tell you that one of the issues with societal outcomes that we've run into is a lot of the folks who deal on a fairly regular basis with the mentally ill don't have any training whatsoever to deal with a mentally ill. And it could go from prosecutors in court, judges. It could go to police officers. Now, the state police in their training have some training. We've been told that officers at the county level, the city level, possibly township, don't have training. So we're taking a look at doing something with MCOLs, which is the outfit up in Lansing that trains them. Also, we're taking a hard look at our CPS workers. A lot of CPS workers, when they go into situations, these are child protective services workers, they go into situations, they deal a lot with the mentally ill, and they've had not a lot of training. And we've run across a program called Mental Health First Aid that seems to do a pretty good job at giving a good basic foundational understanding of the mentally ill and how to deal with them and what to do and so on. And you know, we don't expect anybody to be an expert in it, but at least be aware of how to handle situations and so on. And so that's kind of what we're looking at in that regard, Ken. The other thing that was very interesting to me is stigma. I think most of us, at least myself, I always thought of stigma as someone like Bruce Caswell saying that Ken Delaney, let's say, Ken, you have a mental illness, that, you know, I would think negatively of you and say bad things towards you and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But what we've discovered, and this is from the mentally ill themselves, is that there's that kind of stigma, which is from outsiders, but there's also self-stigma, which is them putting a stigma on themselves. And interestingly, there's also stigma coming from the very people who are supposed to be helping the mentally ill, the therapists, psychologists, and so on and so forth. So all three areas, we're going to be taking a look at what we can do to make people more aware of what they say, how they say it, and how they treat these folks in order to present a more positive outcome. So it's been very interesting work, and we're supposed to have the report put together and ready by the end of the year. I'll be spending all next weekend here at home sitting down and putting together a stack of papers and ideas and thoughts and presenting them to Lieutenant Governor Calley. He's the one that's running the commission, and we'll go from there.
All right. Also with State Senator Bruce Caswell this morning, talking about K-12 education. What's new on that front for you?
Well, a couple things, Ken. Here a while back, we passed some laws up in Lansing that required school employees, as well as state employees like myself, to pay either 20% of their health care costs, or we put in place a hard cap. And Treasury up in Lansing interpreted the law in several ways, some of which were not intended by the sponsor of the bill. So we're running some bills to correct those misinterpretations by Treasury. And we're also running a bill on the hard cap. What we did was we said if you're a full family, the school can pay the first $15,000 of your health care costs. You pay everything over that. If you're a single person, school pays the first $5,500. You pay everything over that. If you're a couple, it's $11,000. Well, what we found is that the couple, the $11,000 number, is out of whack compared to the other two. And so we're going to adjust that 11,000 figure. That's what the bill proposes, so that the amount that couples are paying comparably would be the same as the other two. And this has come to us from counties. They've pointed out that the 11,000 was out of whack. We've seen it with schools, and we've also heard it from state employees as well. So we're just trying to get that lined up so it's a little better. The second thing that I'm doing, I don't have a lot of hope on this, but I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. Back when we passed Proposal A in 1994, I think it was made pretty clear to all of us back then that the whole deal, the money changing and the 2-cent increase in sales tax was all going to go into school aid fund for our K-12 schools. I think that's what we all understood. Well, under Governor Granholm, and continuing under Governor Snyder, money has been taken out of K-12 to pay for community colleges, and one year it was for universities. The Constitution, if you read it, says that that's legal. You can do that. Well, I don't think any of us were told that back when Proposal A was being debated and we were voting on it and so on. I was under the impression it was all for the K-12 schools. So my proposal, my little bill, is simply remove the words out of the Constitution, higher ed. So what it would say is that the school aid fund could be used for K-12 and the retirement systems thereof. Right now it says those two things and higher ed, and mine would just remove the words higher ed from it. So it would all be for the K-12 schools, which I think was the original intent.
Mm-hmm. Snowball's chance on this one for you, or what?
Well, Ken, it's like I said, used to say when I coached track and we'd go up against a real good team. Probably won't win. We shouldn't win, but you never know. If you don't try, I can guarantee you're not going to win.
I'm assuming it would be the colleges that would be the ones lobbying against a change in that, right?
I think that's a fair statement. And Ken, in all honesty, the last 3 years, the budgets have been very tight. They're probably, one could make a justification that, you know, we had to spread the money around as best we could and so on. But the general fund's in better shape now. It's not great, but it's much better. And the school aid fund is hurting a little bit more now. So I think we're to the point, we've got some money in the bank. We're to the point now where we can make this kind of a decision and live with it into the future. So That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that, and whether that snowball rolls or melts. So
one never knows, but you got to try.
There you go. Bruce, thanks for the update, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. Take care.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning. Latest on Lansing.